In the newsroom, I'm Nick Tomachek. Panama City police confiscated almost 90 grams, the equivalent of more than 43,000 lethal doses of the deadly drug fentanyl, and arrested one man during a traffic stop on Louisiana Avenue Friday evening. According to a press release from the Panama City Police Department, Shaquille Charles, who's 32, was charged with trafficking in fentanyl, trafficking in methamphetamine, possession of cocaine with intent to distribute, possession of marijuana with intent to distribute, tampering with evidence, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Charles was in possession of 86.9 grams of fentanyl, 8.4 grams of cocaine, and 17.4 grams of methamphetamine, according to the report. The fentanyl, allegedly discovered by officers, converts to 86,900 milligrams, with a mere 2 milligrams considered a lethal dose, according to American Addiction Centers. The fentanyl was enough to kill more than 43,000 people. To put that in perspective, the population of Panama City proper was a little more than 36,000 residents in 2019, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. Police have administered Narcan 15 times so far in 2021 to people overdosed on the drug. The rapid administration of Narcan can't effectively save the lives of fentanyl users.